Stay tuned to 101.5 because each month we'll bring you interesting and informative interviews with architect Stephanie Skyring from Renovation Collaborative. For anyone planning a renovation or new home, today Stephanie will tell us about the importance of concept design and share some ideas to help you add real value to your home. I can't wait, so let's get started. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning, Debbie. It's great to be here.
Lovely to have you. I've heard of concept design before, but what does it mean?
Concept design is the first floor planning design stage in which you work out everything about your house that really matters. So that's like what rooms you want and what size they are, the room arrangement, most importantly, how your house connects to the outside, so connects to the sun, the breezes, the outdoor living areas, and also the general building form. Do you want one story or do you want two story? What sort of form is it going to take?
So concept design is important, isn't it?
Concept design is really important. 80% of the property value is created in the concept design floor planning stage. So take your time and really get it right. And if you can, it's a really good idea to pay a good architect or building designer for some concept design advice. Just some hourly rates design advice if you can, because having a fresh, experienced pair of eyes look at your house and all its opportunities is absolutely worth it. And the money that you spend on that design, that professional design advice, will always be returned in the increased property value.
Can you give us some ideas on how to get our concept design right?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the big things is whenever you're looking at any part of your floor plan, even if it's a small part of the floor plan, think about the house as a whole. How does changing that room or renovating one room, how is that going to affect the whole house? So for example, if you were just looking at a little thing like a bathroom renovation, think about where that bathroom is in the house. Don't just get straight in and think about the tiles. Think about where it is. So, for example, if it was on the northeastern corner, it would be blocking all the sun to the house, and potentially if it was blocking a living area's connection out to the outside or something like that, was blocking the functionality and the flow. So if you move that bathroom to another place in the house, suddenly you're letting all that northern light into the living areas and you're improving the house connection. So just a little bit of thought about that, about thinking about the house as a whole, can make a really big difference. Another idea is making sure that you separate your living areas and your bedrooms. So for example, with a family, if you've got adults and things entertaining in the living areas, watching TV at night, and then you've got the kids asleep in the bedroom, if you've got those rooms all jumbled up, the kids will be waking up. Whereas if you've got those two spaces really separate, it helps those spaces function much better. And the third idea, put the kitchen where it gets the best natural light and connects to your outdoor living space. Because the kitchen is the home's control centre and it's where everything happens. So locating the kitchen where you can talk to people on the deck, talk to people in the pool, in the backyard, will make those outdoor areas function so much better. And you'll add heaps more comfort and property value to your home.
Wow, you've given us all a lot to think about. Are you stuck in a rut trying to decide whether to renovate or sell? Next month, Stephanie will help you start moving in the right direction. As always, if you have any renovation questions, please send them in. Stephanie Skyring from Renovation Collaborative, thank you for joining us on Morning Magazine and keeping our community informed and connected.